Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo Diocese will soon be putting up a number of churches on the market over the next year as part of their plan going forward with their road to renewal. A total of 78 churches are planned to go on the market. First off, how is that exactly going to work here as the diocese executes their plan here going forward?
Well, I would assume by now they've had some real estate professionals, appraisers, or even practitioners, brokers themselves through the buildings to try to get an idea of what their present value would be. And I don't know what they're going to do, but I would suspect that they would not put them all on at once, but they would stagger them over a period of time. First of all, just to see what market acceptance might look like, and also to see if there's not some type of pattern that's developing in terms of the adaptive reuse of the buildings.
What organizations do you feel may be interested in a bunch of these churches here in Western New York that may vary to certain degrees in the conditions of the buildings as well?
Well, the first group is going to be denominations or religions that are growing in this area. And the Muslim faith has grown. And I would suspect that there will be some groups that within that faith that would be very interested in these buildings. That would be number one. Number two, I'm not so sure there's, and I'm not just saying just Muslims, but there are going to be other religious groupings that may be attracted to these properties just because they would be a good fit for them. And if they're part of a growing denomination, then I think it could work out very well and very quickly. A longer-term view would be some form of adaptive reuse. And there's been very few what I would describe as successful projects along those lines. For example, we were involved in one at the corner of Bird and Hoyt. There was a church that had been vacant for some time. It was acquired, and we acquired an adjacent property, and we adapted it in 12 condominiums. And the timing was good, and things went well. But it was a very difficult architectural and engineering project. And I would suspect that all the churches involved in this process are going to be difficult to adapt. It's a real challenge when you've got relatively large spaces, the sanctuaries in these buildings that are large, big spans, there's often very beautiful glass. How do you incorporate that into a residential usage? Another way that these buildings could be adaptively reused is, for example, what's at the corner of Delaware and Tupper, Bayville, that used to be a Methodist church, and it's very, very successful event center now. So that would be another possibility, and that would really depend upon location. But what we're seeing now throughout the whole region is that there are seemingly more and more of the event center, special use kind of retail properties, as opposed to an ongoing retail property like a store or restaurant, for example. And I'm not so sure there's going to be a need for 50 or 60 or 70 more of those things.
Right.
So it's going to, number one would be another faith. Number two would be adaptive reuse to residential. Number three would be some type of event center thing, because these are beautiful spaces, and if they could be, if there was a demand for that kind of thing, I think it could be, I would say a small portion of the buildings could be used in that way.
To your knowledge, what are the rules and regulations that may surround purchasing churches like these, and how may that complicate matters if it's sort of a historical sort of building?
Well, that's definitely going to be an issue. It depends on what's the status of the building is right now. If they have not been declared historic sites, there may be very few restrictions, but the community itself can lobby for this such that the building, it'll be very difficult to adapt the exterior of the building in particular, and in many cases, most of the interior as well, which means that there's just that much less of an opportunity for any adaptive reuse. And I kind of hope that doesn't happen, but if it's already happened to a particular building, then whoever buys it is going to have to deal with that.
How long do you think some of these churches will sit on the market? Is it going to be a matter of months? Is it going to be a matter of years? May they just sit on the market forever? I mean, I'm sure it varies, but what are your thoughts?
It all depends on the location, the condition of the building. Some of these buildings aren't that old, so they might be, some have schools attached to them. So there's going to be, let's say, more possibilities for some buildings than others in terms of potential purchasers. But if you're looking at an older church, an older building, perhaps a very beautiful older building in an older neighborhood where they're surrounded by residential and commercial properties that are not increasing rapidly in value, it's going to be a tough sell. So you're going to have, it's going to be a mixed bag, and that's all there is to it. There's going to be some buildings that move quickly, others could sit there for years. We've seen all of that.
Very good, Peter. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
As a community, we have to figure out ways to make these buildings part of the community again.